Well, hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. Join me, Sam Harris, on my journey of curiosity and growth. I have conversations with some of the world's most fascinating humans, from billionaires to Olympians, and most everyone in between, such as suspiciously happy people and even a hitman. Success isn't just for successful people, it is earned, and you can earn it too. I find out how ordinary people become extraordinary to fuel your own growth mindset. Greg Spillane is an absolute dude, but besides being a full-time dude, he is also the CEO of Fancy.com and has run several companies before, such as Events.com. He's also great at getting good domain names, it appears. Anyway, Fancy.com is one of the most exciting fashion and brand apps and has raised over $124 million in funding. So Greg knows a thing or two about VCs. In this episode, I asked Greg for his top tips on how to talk to and pitch to venture capitalists and to get them to invest in you. So if you've enjoyed following my story, a lot of this episode and conversation is me doing a practice pitch with Greg for my latest company and his feedback, which might be useful for you just to sort of see how pitches can go and if you're interested in the company that I'm building. So thanks a lot for Greg giving his insights, and enjoy the show around how to pitch to investors and my own practice pitch.
What would you say are some of your top tips for raising capital?
Look, investors are going to bet on the horse. That's number one. So you as a CEO or whoever the person going out there raising capital on, like, they're going to bet on you. So no one better believe in your company more than you believe in your company. You better believe in your idea. You can agonize over a pitch deck and every single word and every single thing that's in that pitch deck. The truth of the matter is, a lot of investors, especially early on investors, they're not going to read every single word that's in your pitch deck. What they want to know is who you are as a founder. They want to see your vision, your ideas, like, you know, how does this thing become big? Because they're not investing in this for a 1x return. They want to see a 10x return on this thing. So there has to be a belief that you're building something that could be truly special or truly big. So they want to see your vision on how you're going to get there. They want to know how you're different. You got to kind of think through that. You know, are you solving a real problem? One of the things that I've been asked a lot of times, is this sort of like an aspirin, or does this really solve a real problem? Like, is there a pain point there that is big enough that your problem solves it, but you're going to get a lot of people on board with it? And finally, the best thing you can do, honestly, is don't spend too much time trying to raise money before you got a product or before you got traction. Nothing's going to help you raise money faster than actual real traction. I've seen a lot of people have come to me for advice. I've seen a lot of wannabe entrepreneurs that will build a pitch deck and, you know, they're trying to raise seed money, and all they really have is kind of a concept and an idea. And it's like, they're spending all of their time trying to raise their first, you know, $500,000. It's like, hey, take that time, go get your first five customers and show that there's a real need for your product. Like, that out there. Because if you can take that to an investor and you can show them that there's real traction and that you've been able to do these types of things, bootstrap, they're going to be much more likely to be able to want to put their money in, invest in you, and kind of bet on you as the horse.
That was very useful.
What are you working on? Obviously, I love your background, and I think we do have a lot of similarities in regards to, like, we like to try different things, and I guess a renaissance man of some sorts.
I am currently working on, you know, I run a podcast and I've got a few others, but my main focus right now is an app for podcasting that's like a social app that lets you make friends with people, but you can listen to things at the same time, kind of live, sort of like Netflix party, but for podcasting. So you sort of feel a bit more connected as you do things, or you can just catch up with people. So, like, you may not always commute at the same time or listen at the same time, but you can see what other people have been listening to and just kind of be like in a book club but for podcasts. And so you can actually chat about the same things, because I listen to all these amazing podcasts but I can't talk to anyone about them, and it just seems really silly, because, like, I literally don't read books by myself anymore. I only do them in book clubs, because if you get so much more from talking to someone about what you just read, it just seems really stupid to not do that. Same as, like, if you're taking an exam in something, if you're reading a book for learning, like, you use that information, you talk to people about it, you test yourself on it, preparing yourself for the exam so you're actually good enough at this thing. So if you read a business book to become smart at something, you need to actually do something with that information. It's the same with a podcast. If you're listening to podcasts to become smart, it's kind of pointless if you just listen to it once and then just hear the next one and the next one and the next one, and then you just, like, you just forget them all. So it's been pissing me off for like 3 years, so I'm just like giving up and just building it myself. And also, just with the whole isolation thing going on right now, it seems quite like relevant, because the other thing was, like, I just get a bit lonely. It's like, I don't really like using social media as such, just because it's kind of weird talking about your life and things. I'd rather just do things with people, but I spend lots of time listening to things. Why can't I do that with people? And this seems to solve a lot of my problems. And like I was talking about it with others and people just kind of getting more and more excited by it. So I'm just like, actually, I have to do this. So they're kind of halfway through, I think, enough to just sort of prove some traction and that you can listen live with other people kind of thing. And then hopefully give us a way to go and talk to investors and sort of scale up all of these things.
How do you plan on releasing it? Are you going to go use like Product Hunt or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I've also been thinking about putting it on Kickstarter maybe as well. But I mean, Kickstarter, you really need to take your own audience. Otherwise, a lot of options right now. But definitely excited to be building it. And it's like a timely problem, but also very timeless because I had the problem before COVID had ever existed.
Yeah, I think it makes a ton of sense. And I agree with you. I listen to tons of podcasts myself. And, you know, I mean, I know I have a couple friends that we listen to similar podcasts. And I find us sort of communicating about it. Oh, did you hear this? Or, you know, did you get a chance to listen to this one?
I would recommend a lot more if I knew people could listen. But it's just channel hopping to say the thing for them to then go into their app to find it and things. It's just like there's a lot of divide, so you just don't think it's probably worth the time. Whereas if you're just there, like in the same place doing the same thing, it'd just be so easy and kind of like natural to do it. You're like, I would definitely talk about this if I could, but that's so frustrating for me at least. So cool, that's definitely my current goal. Do you think this is like an investable thing at the moment or like a harder one to raise?
Thinking through it, you know, people are going to bet on the horse, right? You have an idea, you have a concept. I think you're an extremely dynamic person. Just looking at your podcast, you know, going and having the success you've had in that perspective and all the really interesting and cool things that you've done in your career, you know, I think you become very investable, right? Like I think investors would rally behind you. So now it's just a matter of them seeing your vision and understanding how they're going to get a return on that investment. So if you can connect those two, absolutely. I think that, you know, a beta product, you get something out, you get just some early traction, at least something that people can see it. Hey, look, you know, we've had a little bit of organic growth. These people are using product. You know, this is the idea. This is the reason behind it. But here's my plan to take this thing forward. And here's how I'm going to take your money and how we're going to make this something special. Absolutely think it's investable.
That's motivating. Thanks.
Is there something interfering with your happiness? I genuinely struggle from a diagnosed condition of needing too much adventure and thrill seeking. But during lockdown, this actually kind of came out in some weird ways. And sometimes when I'd be recording the podcast, I'd be talking to someone in the interview and I would just mute the sound on my headphones. So I'd have no idea what they were saying. And I'd just try and carry on with the interview and see if I could do it without anyone noticing. I have no idea why I did that. Hence why I needed counseling. And BetterHelp was really good. It's professional counseling done securely online with all types of counselors in different professions. And you can access it from anywhere in the world. It's really convenient. They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's a sponsor of this podcast, and it just really helped me find healthier ways to exist as a human in this crazy world. So I'm really happy to be promoting them, and hopefully it can help you with any of the problems that you have. So yeah, visit betterhelp.com/growthmindsetpodcast and join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This is a special offer for Growth Mindset Podcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/growthmindsetpodcast.
Have you done much investing yourself or only ever like talking to investors?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of investing myself, but from a small level. I mean, you know, personal private investors or investments that I've made. But, you know, the majority, I guess, my experience comes from A, you know, working with a number of different companies and helping them raise capital. So I've done a lot of work working with investors, helping to put their stories together, helping them reach out. And then, of course, as the CEO of different companies, you know, we've gone out and raised tens of millions of dollars. So I've kind of seen both sides of it. I've done a number of private investments myself, mostly in companies that I've worked with or I've helped out as sort of a vote of confidence, putting my own skin in the game from that perspective.
Have you ever thought about, as you sort of had this experience, going into the VC world yourself and sort of filling out a bit from like actually running businesses? And it's quite nice to talk with people about like how to run their business and not really do the actual legwork of doing it.
I have. I really enjoy the building side of the business, right? You know, we're talking about some similarities in our backgrounds. I know you've done a lot of really interesting, crazy, cool things, right? Taking on a lot of just challenges. And there's something innate in who you are that leads you to do some of the things that you've done, right? Like, hey, I'm going to enter a burrito eating contest and I just want to see if I can do it, right? Or, you know, hey, I'm going to pick up a guitar and I want to learn how to play this song or whatever it is. And I think innately, I have a little bit of that in me. So the creation side side of going into companies and actually having like a hands-on impact on being able to, you know, shape the direction of the company, try different things, sort of, you know, go into a new market that maybe I'm not familiar with, look at what we currently have from a technology perspective or an asset perspective, and then kind of shape the pieces in order to figure out how we're going to win or we're going to compete or we're going to make successful business. Like, I think that's what I really like to do. And I think that's really what I'm good at. So I think for as long as I can continue to like be an operator on the ground, I'd probably enjoy that. I also think that there's something to be said. And what I really do like in the VC world is, you know, the ability to sort of go into companies and being able to pick winners and losers. But I think that where you start to lose it a little bit, I mean, depending on where you get to it, is like that ability to make like tangible change other than just recommendations. I kind of like to get my hands dirty. I like to get in the weeds a little bit. I think that that's ultimately why I enjoy being an operator versus, you know, maybe an investor. And that's nothing against investors. I mean, I think there's some amazing investors who are huge assets to companies. And I know there's some really, really great firms out there that when they invest, they bring a lot more than just capital, and they can bring advice, and they can bring partnerships, and they can bring relationships, and can really make all the difference in the success of a company. But for myself, I, as of today, really enjoy the operation side of it. And, you know, maybe down the road, I'll make that shift and I'll move towards more just being a professional investor.
Sure. Cool. It's just kind of interesting to see people's brains work and what drives them to do the things they do. Thanks so much. Great catching up with you, and been interesting to have a nice couple of things than just a grilling interview as such.
Yeah. So cool. I enjoyed it too. Appreciate it.
Thanks again to Greg for all of his brilliant insights. If you enjoyed the show and hearing about my story and problems, you might like my podcast that's all about my journey building a new tech business. The podcast is called Syncifying Syncify, where we discuss great content that we should know for our business and the lessons that we've learned from it and how it applies to our business. I think it's quite useful for anyone that's trying to start a tech company or who's interested in like hearing about me trying to start the Syncify business itself. And we also have other episodes like this one where we actually like talk to other people about specific problems. And you just might enjoy it if you're trying to do a tech business, basically. So give it a check at Syncifying Syncify in the podcast player, available on all good apps, and of course, Syncify. Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learned by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is at growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me at samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.